Good morning and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host for Jeanette Schaefer. As you know, this channel is all about innovative teaching, and this is a perfect time to see all the innovation happening when it comes to teaching and learning. At South Mountain Community College, we are attempting to get as many faculty and students up online and learning because of the COVID-19 virus. We started out with only 1 week of preparation, but that has been extended for 2 weeks, so we have a little bit more time to get everybody up and ready and learning online. Now, I'm going to take a little different approach for the podcast for a while. I am going to attempt to do daily updates for our faculty because information is changing so fast. Our faculty are coming up with innovative ideas very quickly. We're sharing that information out. So I want to do a daily update to keep our faculty up to date. Now, I realize it will be tailored for South Mountain Community College faculty. However, I'm sure the resources and information can be used by people around the world. So still tune in, listen in, take away what you can. And for our South Mountain faculty, this is just another way to communicate and get the information and resources out to you. I know not everyone likes to sit and read the multiple emails. So that's part of what I'm trying to do is pull all the information and resources and content out of emails and put it into a more streamlined way for you to receive the information. In addition to this daily update podcast, I'm also including a handout which will have today's daily updates with just a, you know, kind of a highlight, but then links to get to the resources. So it's a quick read, and then you can click on the links, get to the information that you need. So let's get started with today's daily update. As many of you know, we did have 1 week to prepare, but now we have two additional weeks. So if you're converting a face-to-face class to a completely online class, the time has been extended for you to be able to get that information into your Canvas course and get students ready to learn. Now, in addition to you getting your course up and going, you need to be communicating with your students because a lot of them do not have the resources either. We've got information coming out. If you go to our Computing Anywhere website that Maricopa as a district has put up, that will also help students as far as getting internet connection and then just information about how to compute from anywhere. So make sure you take a look at that. It's the Maricopa Community College Computing Anywhere website. They're doing a great job with that. They've had a short period of time, but the information is useful and the website's very pleasing as far as being able to find the information that you want. Now, with that, our student information system, SIS, there was some confusion and some faculty were under the impression they could not access that without a VPN connection. That is not true. You can actually connect to the SIS system from home. So that's a good place for you to go in and get contact information for your students to be able to start reaching out to them and make sure they have the resources they need in order to start their class online on April 6th. So April 6th is the date that we will be starting online classes for those students that were fully face-to-face and now have been converted or is being converted to online. So make sure you're communicating with your students, find out what they need in order for them to get up and ready to go while you're also getting your content ready to go. Follett has also partnered with RedShelf to provide your students and you free access up to 7 ebook textbooks. So our on-campus bookstore company, Follett, has been working with RedShelf and now they're providing us with 7 ebook textbooks for free. And I have that link. The URL is studentresponse.redshelf.com. I will have that in the daily update guide, so you can just click on that and go straight to that information. But please get that information out to your students, put it in Canvas. We're attempting to get a student resource guide together. That's taken a little bit longer than what we wanted it to, but I will make sure that information is on that guide also. Today, so our tool of choice in order to continue instruction, office hours, you know, that synchronous interaction with our students is WebEx. There is a training session being offered today by MCLI, WebEx Training, and it's how to navigate WebEx. That will start at today at 12 p.m. I've sent out a calendar invite from our CTL calendar. So all the information's in there. You can accept it, accept the calendar invite, but if you click on the details of the calendar event, you will get the link to actually be able to log in. Now, the information that they'll be covering for that training will be explain the different WebEx products that are available to Maricopa, introduce the WebEx meeting product, demonstrate how to log into WebEx meeting, and then demonstrate how to navigate the basics of the WebEx meeting, including recording meetings, muting, unmuting participants, the chat window, sharing content, and audio and video control. So if you're not comfortable with WebEx or you're brand new to WebEx, that is a training that's being offered. There will be more offered. I just don't have those dates and times at this point, but today at noon, there's an opportunity if you're brand new and you want to get started with it. We had a faculty at our campus, Marianne Smith. She is one of our wonderful math instructors, and she was sharing out a way that she's had success in contacting her students. She was trying to email them and was not getting a good response. So she set up a Google Voice number and she logged into that through Chrome. She then created a list of student cell numbers from SIS. So if you go into the student information system, you can get the numbers that are listed in the system for each student. So she created a list of those cell numbers and then she sent them all a text invitation to the conference. So set up Google Voice, create a list of cell numbers for your students, and then send them text. The text will go directly to their phone. And Marianne said she had a way, way better response. I don't know if she had 100%, but it was like 98% of the students showed up for the synchronous session that she held. So definitely look into that. And if you need assistance, you can reach out to the CTL or just Google it. You can always find that information through a Google. You can get a video and guides, but we're also here to help you. Next, we have, so several faculty and CTL directors around the district have been talking about contract grading. Now, this is not a solution for all areas of instruction, but it's definitely something you consider since we're in a time of having to come up with different solutions for assessment and going online from face to face. So it's called contract grading. It's been around for a while, but it's not a common practice and not a lot of people know about it. But it's a contract that you agree with students in the beginning. So you sit down with students and there's a couple of different ways you can do it. Sometimes it's the faculty will present the grading assessment contract and then students select which one they want. So if they want an A, or if they want a B, they'll select that and say, this is the grading contract I agree to and my goals and what I'm trying to accomplish. But another way is you can actually work with your students and come up with the contract, you know, work with the whole class or with individual students. So it's just a different approach in a different way. A lot of times it's not completely focused on quality. It's more focused on completing the assignment. So you can take a look at that. I have a link for an article that was written by the Center for Teaching and Learning Innovation and Excellence at Oberlin College in Ohio. And that article is called Contract Improv, Three Approaches to Contract Grading. So in my document, I will have a link for that. I've been working with our South Mountain Community College Library and we've done a collaboration. Kate is helping us to build a Q&A knowledge base for teaching and learning. So this, you can go in and post your questions. We'll find the answers. Kate and I are working together collaboratively to make sure your questions get answered. But what it does, it creates a knowledge base of information. So as we move through the next few weeks, you have questions, other faculty have questions, students have questions, anything related to teaching and learning, you can go in there and post your questions. And I have that linked in the document for you. As questions come in to me, I'm also posting those in there with solutions. A little bit behind, I've only got one posted in there. Kate even helped me upload that one. But we will get more information as it comes in and as we get it. From Chandler Gilbert Community College, we are really, really networking. So the colleges are really pulling together. We're pulling our resources together. We've got CTL directors working together and sharing resources. But this resource comes from Nikki Nyset from Chandler Gilbert. This is just a simple template for a semester at a glance calendar. So if you are more of a visual person where you want to lay everything out in a Google Doc on a calendar, this is a template that Nikki has shared out, and we're able to use that. So I've got a link in the guide for getting to Google Docs and make a copy of that, and then you can use that for your students if you'd like. Not a requirement, just another resource for you to use if you would like to. And then in case you missed the information from this week and everything that's been going on, there's been lots of emails, so you may have missed it, but we are currently working remotely until April 6th. On April 6th, as of right now, students will be returning and will be doing instruction. I'm sorry, students will not be returning. You will be teaching online. So April 6th, all of our courses will get up and going online. There is a possibility that we'll come back. It just depends on what's going on. But the sense is prepare to possibly be online longer, maybe all semester. So keep that in mind as you're building your content and putting content in the Canvas. You know, for right now, just worry about April 6th. What do you need for the week of the April 6th? Get that into Canvas. But start thinking longer term. How can you change your assignments or put them into a different format or rearrange the timeline for your students for assignments? Just what can you do to possibly be online longer? For South Mountain Community College, we are not to be on campus after today at 5 p.m. So if you have resources in your office that you need, please go to campus today and get those. Because after today, 5 p.m., they do not want us on campus. They really want to minimize how many people are on campus so that we're not, you know, sharing germs. Also, the campus will be locked down come tomorrow, Friday, I think at 5 p.m. So even if you're not faculty, if you're staff, they're locking it down. It's just vital minimum people on campus from here on out until we receive further notice. Please keep in mind, students need time to prepare for learning online. They did not sign up to learn online. So we need to provide them compassion and just work with them to help them find the resources they need to be able to learn online. Keep that in mind. Another vital, important thing to do with your students is communicate consistently and often with your students. Everything's changing very quickly, and that's one reason I decided to do this daily update with the podcast and the document, is to keep you guys updated with what's going on and all the resources coming in. Your students need the same thing. Please figure out a way to communicate consistently. That's up to you, whatever it is. Just let your students know so they know where to get the information. And then just keep them updated on not only your coursework, but what's happening as a district too, or as a campus. If you need anything, please make sure you reach out to somebody. We have the Center for Teaching and Learning. We're here. Reach out to us. If we can't help you, we've got a network of people. We set up the CTL Hub. There's a list of people in there that you can reach out to on our campus for help or questions. And then we have the Vice President Office of Learning that is there and ready to assist also. So just let people know that you need help and assistance. All right, I want to try to keep these as short as possible. This is already longer than what I wanted it. I realize it's the first one, but hopefully each day it'll get a little bit quicker and maybe it's only a 5 to 10 minute update. But hang in there, folks. You're doing an awesome job. I've loved the positive attitudes that we've had coming from faculty. There's been a little worry, And we understand that, a little anxiety, but in general, everyone's positive. We can do this. I haven't had anyone that just flat out refused and said, nope, this isn't happening, I can't do it. So thank you very much for being positive. Thank you to all of you that are collaborating and sharing resources. It's just unbelievable. So when you receive this planning guide, on the right side of the guide, I have put the link to our CTL hub, and that's the COVID-19 information. I've put a link for our contact information. There's a link to this podcast so you can listen to the audio if you need to. And then there's also a link to our teaching and learning knowledge data, knowledge base, so that you can find answers to commonly asked questions. Sorry, stuttering there a little. Well, thank you. Hang in there. You're doing a great job, and just have, let us know if you need anything at all. We will see you tomorrow on another daily update. Thank you for listening.
Stronger than before.